complainant Gong Nyongriak says Diu Marial eloped with his sister Amer Nyongriak from Nairobi without the knowledge of their family and took his sister and her five children to Irul in November last year. Riak says his sister was already married to South Sudanese Thuom Luandit, a lost boy, who is currently in the United States.
I often a case against Ziu because he took my sister, who is someone's wife. He claimed that one child belongs to him and he wanted to conduct marriage arrangement with us. But how is that possible? Amer has not divorced her husband, and that was why her husband's family accused us of marrying her off twice. They arrest my father and my brother. I want Ziu tried in a court of law. That is why I brought him here.
Speaking to South Sudanian Focus by phone from Bor Town while in police custody, Diu Marial says he was picked from his office at the Ministry of Health in Juba last week and taken to a local police station where he was tortured and later transported to Bor Town. Marial says he wanted to be tried in Juba's court instead of a Bor courtroom because he fears the court might be influenced by the complainant and his family and fail to deliver justice.
My arrest was just came abruptly because it actually was a kidnapping because I wasn't smart, so that I just followed the procedures of being sworn by the court. Some, you know, policemen came and then they tricked me, just get out of my office, rescue in Gombo Cherkat police station. But what happened again that night at 3 exactly, 3 a.m. in the morning? And then they just came in and started beating me, you know. Then they forced me into the car again. That's how I find myself involved, you know. I'm claiming my right of going back there.
Mayor Mo, a member of the Youth Council in Lake State, says Brigadier General Iwin Nyongriak, an administrator with the South Sudan People's Defense Force, grabbed Marial in Juba and forced him into his vehicle and drove him to Bor Town last Tuesday.
Marial was taken by a certain Brigadier General who is working in Bill Farm. He is called Iwin Nyongriak. He uses rank and arrest Madhu and took him to the police station in Cherkat, and then he collided with the police and Madhu was brought out and beaten at night. And the same Brigadier General bring his private car and driven Madhu to Bor Town. This is kidnapping.
Mo is urging Jonglei State authorities to return Marial to Juba, where he says proper legal procedures will be followed.
We want Madhu to be brought back to Juba together with the General Yuan, and then we go to Yeruli and bring the wife, and the court should be solved in Juba because we have our local court in Juba here that solves everything from each state. They are here in Bor, they have court in Cherkat. From here in Lagos State, we have that court in Newside. Why would they not use these courts to try Madhu and so that the court convicts Madhu?
Riak says Marial was summoned by the Bor County Court on June 4th. He says Marial defied the court order and went into hiding.
He wanted to dodge us because he asked the woman and the kid with him in Yerol. He was summoned 4 months ago, but hid himself. We were given a warrant of arrest by the court. I found him in Juba last week and had him arrested and brought to Bor by court directives. I did not kidnap him.
Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Joseph Mayana Akon confirms Marial is in Bor and that Marial is facing a case related to his marriage in which the complainants General Ayuen and his father Nyongriak file a case in Bor. Akon says the Bor police summoned Marial to appear in a Bor court and answer the charges against him, which he failed to do.
The procedures that is used by the in-laws was wrong. He was summoned
But the someone did not take the right procedure. The someone was supposed to be taken to the attorney, and then the attorney is the one to order the arrest of this guy. But the order of arrest was not taken to the attorney in Yuba. And that was the wrong procedure. So we need our people to use the right procedures when they are given the warrant of arrest. They do not take law into their hand.
Akon insisted that Marial is waiting for a Bor County Court Judge, Deng Akoy, who has been in Juba, to handle his case.
He is under our care. He is staying with us. He is waiting for the judge to come from Juba. So he's okay. He's healthy. There's nothing affect him. Only in Juba, he was abused. He was beaten by those who caught him inside Juba.
General Akon is urging relatives and colleagues of Marial to stay calm, saying the youth union leader is being well taken care of while in police custody. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng reporting from Bor.